USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden insists his speech marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol will not further divide America. In his speech, Biden putting the blame for the riot squarely on the shoulders of former President Donald Trump. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise disagrees and says Biden's speech was divisive.
When you look at what's going on today and just seeing the way Speaker Pelosi, President Biden, Kamala Harris are just trying to politicize this, try to compare it to the thousands who died on Pearl Harbor on September 11th. It just is very clear they want this to be a politicized day.
A funeral took place in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The former Secretary of State says we need to avoid the Winter Olympics.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in Communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. But we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have officially released wide receiver Antonio Brown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
January 6th is Christmas for the media. That's what Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said as he noted he won't be watching any of the coverage marking the one-year anniversary of last year's Capitol riot. The Florida governor also saying,
I think it's going to end up being just a politicized Charlie Foxtrot today. I don't expect anything good to come out of anything that Pelosi and the gang are doing. I don't expect anything from the corporate press to be enlightening. I think it's going to be nauseating, quite frankly, and I'm not going to do it. But I do think that if you have this January 6th committee, why do we not know some of the people who we know were really involved in orchestrating this? They got pulled off the most wanted list. Christopher Wray was asked at the under oath what FBI was involved in that, and he would not answer the question. And so I think that this is something that has really been used for political narrative and posturing purposes. I don't think it's been effective. You know, people here in Florida, they care about inflation, and they care about gas prices and education and crime and all the key issues that are so important. And that's what they talk to me about. But there is an obsession with this amongst the D.C., New York journalist class.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.